And finally, Live in Grace, Walk in Love, Bob Goff's terrific devotion for August 12th. Little shorter title today compared to what he had yesterday. Today is Quit Playing It Safe with What You Believe Is True. James 4:11 says, brothers and sisters, do not slander one another. Anyone who speaks against a brother or a sister or judges them speaks against the law and judges it. When you judge the law, you are not keeping it, but sitting in judgment on it. Goff says, all of us want to belong. We look for connection in all kinds of places, at churches, on sports teams, in book clubs, and through our jobs. A lot of us get on social media or read blogs to find words that make us feel less alone and more connected to the world. We all want to know we've got a tribe, a place to belong. Goff says, the power of community is in its strength to bring us together. But have you ever felt like your group constructed a high wall meant to keep the people you disagree with out? It can be tempting for people to define themselves by who they're against. The problem is, Jesus said he was for everybody. That means you're the guy on the other side of the wall from him if you've got a list of people that God made, but you won't talk to because you disagree with them. Goff says, when you start to hear friends gossip about people who aren't around to defend themselves, make a stand. If you hear leaders lumping large groups into small and inaccurate definitions, stand up. When the people around you start to divide the world between us and them, listen for Jesus challenging all of us to break down the barriers. Don't let the longing for connection and community keep you silent. Final paragraph. Quit playing it safe with what you know to be true. When the people around us are courageous enough to speak the truth, they remind us who we want to become. When your words invite people instead of blocking them out, you'll be living the words Jesus whispered in your ear. Today's closing question, who's on the outside of your friend group and what can you do to invite them in? Happy birthday to Michael Turek, Julie Minan's son, with a birthday today. And so there we go. And she's telling me now because she had said tomorrow is my son's birthday. And now I would remind her about wib.com/celebrations. I see the response. Well, we're getting ready for Michael's big birthday blowout tomorrow. So get the cake today and the candles. And we cannot wait for his birthday tomorrow. And we will get that mentioned. At the same time, though, our friend Keith Westaby turning a year older in Owen today. We saw him at One Fest, which was wonderful. Happy 69th birthday. He's going fishing with his brother. Well, you can't be any better than that. So, again, wib.com/celebrations to get your birthdays in. And it looks like we've got that in for Michael for tomorrow. The Wib Wake Up Show on WWIB, where we are family at all. Are we going to have some fun? Mark and Micah, the Wib Wake Up Show. Micah in for Caleb through tomorrow. Caleb back on Friday. And who'd like to win $20 in Dairy Queen spending courtesy of Window Depot USA of Northwest Wisconsin? I think just about everybody.
Can I win Dairy Queen?
You cannot. You cannot.
Man.
But so much goodness there, right, with the blizzards. And I love the dip cones. And so... All right, but here's the deal. We're going to play probably what's become our favorite game on a Win It Wednesday when we get Tuesday Trivia winner like we did yesterday. Again, if you missed it, the World War II veteran that Micah named his cat after was...
Louis Zamperini.
Ah, yes, from Unbroken.
Yep.
Okay, so good job, Amanda and Cameron, who came through with that. And what did she win?
She won free golf at, is it Hickory?
Hickory Hills.
Yep. Yeah,
two passes for 9 holes of golf. So enjoy that, Amanda. Pick that up here at WWIB. But, yes, somebody's going to be able to pick up $20 in gift cards from Dairy Queen, courtesy of Window Depot USA of Northwest Wisconsin. But to do it, you're going to have to give us the secret sound. Now, I'm going to play this. I'm going to play it a few times because it is not just a second. It is less than half a second. So it comes and goes in a hurry. Okay? And this is our favorite game on a Win It Wednesday. Are we ready? Here we go. There we go. What is that sound? What is that? I'll crank it up here a little bit. What is that? I've played it a bunch of times. 723-2555. 723-2555. What is that sound? Michael, we know we can't tell.
Tight-lipped over here.
What happens is we'll get coworkers who come in, as they did even yesterday,
yep.
And they start making guesses.
Mm-hmm.
And 'cause we don't like being stumped, do we?
No.
No.
Nope.
We want to know the answers. 723-2555. Who wants to go to Dairy Queen? I know you do. Courtesy of Window Depot USA of Northwest Wisconsin. So what is this secret sound? 723-2555. Any guesses? Right now would be a good time to call. 723-2555. Boy, when we recorded this sound, we didn't know how often we played. We played a lot,
yeah,
don't we?
Yep. Yeah. But it's fast. It's quick.
It is quick. What is that? 723-2555, 723-2555. Do we have any guesses this time around?
Mark, we may have stumped them already.
They want a clue, and it's not coming. What's become our WIB Wake Up Show habit is you get a clue at 7:45 the day after on a Try It Again Thursday. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, this is Ron from Bruce.
All right, Ron, what is that sound?
Is it digging a hole into some ground?
Is it digging a hole into some ground, Micah?
No, a hole.
A hole. Is it digging a hole into the ground?
Good time for gardening, but nope, sorry.
It's not. Thank you for the call. 723-2555. What is this secret sound? Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, WWIB, the WIB Wake Up Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Vicky from Eau Claire.
Vicky, what do you think?
A hammer hitting steel.
Is this a hammer hitting steel, Micah?
Sounds kind of like it, but nope.
It is not. Sorry, Vicky. Thanks for the call here on WWIB. Took us a while to get some, so we'll take three more. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jamie from Mondovi.
All right, Jamie.
Is that someone cutting a watermelon?
Cutting? Let's listen. Is that someone cutting a watermelon, Micah?
Not quite juicy enough. Sorry.
Yeah.
Nope.
Good try. That sounds good, though.
Yeah.
Thinking of some watermelon.
I'm kind of hungry now. Yeah.
We've got some in the fridge. Well, with your no sugar thing, watermelon.
Well, I can do watermelon. Yeah.
That's what I was going to say. It's among the sweeter things you enjoy.
Yep.
All right. We'll take two more guesses if you got it in you. 723-2555. What is this for $20 of Dairy Queen money courtesy of Window Depot USA of Northwest Wisconsin? Going once, going twice. All right. Here's another caller. Hi. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jack from Wabasha.
Jack, good to hear from you. What do you think that is?
Is it sharpening a knife?
Sharpening a knife. Let's listen. Is that sharpening a knife, Micah?
It is not.
Sorry, Jack. Thanks for calling. Love our Minnesota listeners in Wabasha. If he calls back, I'm going to say, what do you think about Kyler Murray as the starting quarterback? All right, this is our last guest until after 7:45. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Greg from Menominee.
Greg, good to hear from you. What do you think it is?
I think it's a top hat up from a drum kit.
Let's listen. Micah, this is the last guest. Did we get it? We got a winner. Is it a top hat from a
drum kit? No, not quite.
Hi-hat.
No. Okay. Yeah. No, it's not quite. Nope.
So,
all right. Thanks.
Help me make sure I understand. Say your guess one more time.
A hi hat from a drum kit.
Yeah, hi hat.
Okay. All right. Very good. Sorry about that. All right. So, think about what that is and call us back after 7:45 for $20 in Dairy Queen gift cards, courtesy of Window Depot USA of Northwest Wisconsin.
You must unlearn what you have planned.
All right, Yoda, we understand. We didn't get a winner this time. Who's ready to play Secret Sound on a Win It Wednesday?
I'm ready.
$20 in Dairy Queen gift cards, courtesy of Window Depot USA of Northwest Wisconsin. Oh, boy. $20 in Dairy Queen gift cards. Are you kidding me? I'd love that. Take the family out to Dairy Queen. Get blizzards, dip cones. Let's have a blast. 723-2555. You got to correctly identify this sound, however. It's so fast. It's lightning quick. It's here and it's gone. What is it? 723-2555. Again, it's not a second. It's not even a half a second. So you've got to just listen really, really quick. Micah, we know what it is, but we're not telling.
We can't say.
No. Even if listeners come in, we cannot. If our coworkers are going to be pressing us. Is it this? Is it that?
Yep.
We're like, we can't tell you.
We plead the fifth.
We could tell you, but you wouldn't want to know what we have to do to you.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to the phones. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tommy from Gilman.
Tommy, what do you know?
I think it's a postal pounder.
A postal?
Ooh, what makes you say that?
A postal what?
Pounder, you know where you're driving
T-post? A postal pounder. Let's listen. Oh, yeah, driving in a post. Is that what it is, Micah?
That is not.
Sorry, Tommy and Gilman. 723-2555. Hey, how's your football team going to be this year in Gilman? He's gone. 7232555. I saw a high school basketball coach last night, Greg Van Grunsven from Coaches Menominee, and I said, he's coming back for another year. He's been coaching for many years. And he said, it's not that far away. We got football season first, but then right at football and volleyball and soccer for the boys. But then, yeah, there you go. We're going to have all the winter sports, basketball included. All right, 7232555. What is this sound? 7232555. What is this? We've had a bunch of good guesses. Michael, what are some of the guesses?
We've had a hoe in the ground cutting a watermelon and then a hi-hat on a drum kit.
Uh-huh.
So musical, fruit-related, and gardening. So all sorts of varieties. Yeah,
we sure have. All right, so you guys, are you guys all guessed out until after 8:15?
They might be.
What is that?
Really fast. You got to listen hard.
Secret sound. All right, there we go. We've given you a number of tries. Going once, going twice after 8:15 on WWIB. Secret sound, third go around on this Win It Wednesday, WWIB. So we're going to play a sound, and we've got $20 in Dairy Queen gift cards to give away, courtesy of Window Depot USA of Northwest Wisconsin.
Yeah, sounds, it's a great summer for Dairy Queen. I mean, just delicious, creamy dairy goodness. What more can you want?
So 7232555, if you can give us a correct guess on this sound. It is so fast. It's so lightning quick. What is that? Again, 7232555, 7232555. Michael, what are some of the guesses we've had?
We've had a hoe in the ground, a hammer hitting steel, cutting a watermelon, a hi-hat from a drum kit, and a post-hole pounder. Some of the guesses here we've heard from Eau Claire, Gilman, and more.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, Tommy and Gilman last time around. We've had some other folks call, but what do you think? Boy, 7232555. 7232555. I don't know. You know, if we don't get any callers, I'm kind of a softy. My wife said to me last night, "Were you the permissive parent?" I'm like, "I think I always was." And so,
you're not going to give him a guess, are you? Or a clue?
I mean, I'm talking with you on air about it. Should we? We're not getting any guesses. Here we go.
Ooh.
All right. So, my permissive parent just got put to the side. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Brian from Menominee.
Brian?
Is it a furnace door closing, a wood furnace?
Let's listen. Is this a wood furnace door closing? Is that what that is, Micah?
Ooh, it's summertime, not really a time for a wood furnace, so no.
That's not it, but good guess. That's a thought. You know what we get? We get more good ideas for future secret sounds during secret sounds with wrong guesses than at any other time. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning, Mark and Micah.
Yeah, hi, Linda. It's M&M's in the morning for 2 days here. So.
Okay, good.
What's your guess?
I think it's a chain link fence shutting.
Oh, let's listen. Is that a chain link fence shutting? Is that what that is?
Not quite.
Sorry, Linda.
Okay.
All right, 7232555. Any more guesses out there? We'll take three more. WWIB, 823, 70 degrees now. We just reached 70. Weather bottom of the hour. What is this? Secret sound for $20 in Dairy Queen gift cards, courtesy of Window Depot USA of Northwest Wisconsin. 7232555.
Ooh, we got another caller.
We do. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello, Jason. From Stone Lake.
All right, Jason, what do you think?
We think it's a stapler.
Let's listen. Is that a stapler? Micah?
It's kind of interesting, a stapler, because we've heard some like heavy hitters like a hoe or cutting a watermelon. A stapler is a little smaller item, but no, it's not a stapler.
Sorry, Jason. All right, good call from Stone Lake. Let's note that city as we take enrollment. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Caitlin from Loyal.
Caitlin, are you a loyal WIB listener?
Yeah.
Fantastic. What's your guess?
I'm going to say a bread slicer.
A bread slicer. Let's listen. Something's going on there. Some kind of pounding or slicing. Is that what that is, Micah?
It is not.
Oh.
Bummer.
I heard Tony Evans' daughter, Priscilla Shire, speak at the leadership summit I was at. Wow, what a preacher. And she talked about bread making was one of her examples that she used. in her fine message on 1 Kings 18. Last guest this time around until after 8:45. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Caroline from Islake.
Caroline, it's up to you. Go ahead.
This one's a little more obscure. Is it a guillotine?
Oh, my.
Ooh, a little dark there.
Caroline, you took us very dark. We just took a dark turn on the show. Is this a guillotine? not cutting anybody's head off.
We had cutting a watermelon earlier, I guess, so it kind of fits.
Is that what it is? It's not.
Nah.
Thank you, Caroline. Thank you for that dark turn. All right, so on WWIB, where we are family. All right, well, after just Tommy and Gilman last time, we did a lot better that time. You know, it's funny. We started getting guesses when I suggested that I may give a clue.
Ooh.
But people are like, we don't want your clue. Take your clue and go home.
They'll do it themselves.
And toughen up and be a tougher parent, apparently. I don't know how Dawson will feel about that on the drive, but he is 25, and parenting adult children, it just kind of changes.
Yeah.
You make suggestions. One last chance at Secret Sound. One last chance to win $20 in Dairy Queen gift cards, courtesy of Window Depot USA of Northwest Wisconsin. Here on the Wake Up Show, Halvo and Micah. Mark and Micah makes it M&M's in the morning today and tomorrow. And we'd love to have a winner.
Yeah, it'd be nice.
Secret Sound. We'll play the sound for you. You've heard it three times already this morning. Well, a bunch of times.
A lot of times.
But three different segments after 7:15, 7:45, and 8:15. We'll give it another go. You know, after we had a listener from Gilman who was the only guesser at 7:45, we had a bunch of people last time.
Yeah.
All right. And so we've heard from a lot of different cities, too.
We've heard from Loyal, Rice Lake, Eau Claire, Menominee, and more.
Yeah.
It's good distribution.
All right. So this is the secret sound. If you can correctly identify it, $20 in Dairy Queen gift cards await you here at WWIB, courtesy of Window Depot, USA of Northwest Wisconsin. Well, that was quick.
Yeah, that was.
What is that? Michael, what have some of the guesses been?
Oh, we've got a hammer hitting steel. We've had a furnace door closing, a stapler, and a bread maker even.
All right. So, again, 723-2555, 723-2555. We'd love to put you on the air. Again, 723-2555. This is our last chance today. See if we can get a winner. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Vicky from Eau Claire.
All right, Vicky, give it another try.
How about horseshoes, either hitting the post or each other?
Oh, let's listen. Micah, is that horseshoes?
It is not.
That's a great guess, though. It totally sounds like that. Yeah, great guess. All right, keep it going. 723-2555. Anybody else? Vicky coming up with horseshoes hitting the post. Anybody else outside of Eau Claire, north, south, east, or west, for $20 in Dairy Queen gift cards, what is this? 723-2555. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Jeff from Thorpe.
Jeff, good to hear from you. What do you think that is?
Maybe a meat cleaver.
A meat cleaver.
Ooh,
let's listen.
Another food-themed item.
Yep, let's listen. Micah, is that a meat cleaver?
Not quite. Nope, sorry.
Sorry. All right, thanks. 723-2555. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Terry from Wausau.
All right, Terry, what is it?
Is it someone sharpening a knife?
Sharpening a knife.
We had that earlier. We had that earlier.
Did we?
Yep.
Okay. That's apparently been guessed. Anything else?
A stake being put into the ground.
Okay, a stake being put
a
in the ground.
A stake being put into the ground.
Is that what this is? It is not that. So thanks for trying. We'll take three more. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Ron, Paul Creek.
All right, Ron, what do you think?
Cymbals, like on a drum set, cymbals.
Cymbals. All right,
cymbals.
Yeah, drum set, cymbals. Let's listen. Could that be what this is?
Now, speaking of love, isn't that 1 Corinthians 13? Playing cymbals. It's not cymbals
that.
On a drum
Sorry,
set.
Sorry, Ron and Fall Creek. We'll take two more. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Rosa Smith, the horse lady. Is it a horseshoe hitting a stake?
That was just guessed at the start of the segment by Vicky and Eau Claire. Do you have another guess?
No, but can I ask you something?
Go ahead.
We were at a funeral yesterday, and they played a song, I think called Stars in Heaven by Casting Crowns. Can you find that and play it or not? So
Stars in Heaven. I'm not immediately familiar with it, but I'll look for it.
Okay. All right. Thanks. Oh, I missed the other guest for the horseshoe. Okay, thanks.
That's okay. Thank you. All right. So we won't count that. We'll take two more. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello?
Hey, this is Rich from Kerryville.
All right, Rich, what do you think that sound is?
Hey, I thought maybe scissors. Is it the sound of scissors?
Right. Let's listen. Is that scissors? There says Rich in Kerryville.
Not quite. But question, quick question about Kerryville. I heard there's like some ghost story there. Is that true? Some kind of haunted thing?
Just the Holy Ghost. Yeah,
okay.
That's it.
Yeah, that's good. Okay. Good to hear.
All right. There we go. Some different interchanges to the last two callers. And finally, we got this. You're our last guest this morning. Otherwise, we'll move on to Try It Again Thursday. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Terry Wassa. Is it an axe throwing against an axe target board?
Oh, okay. Like throwing an axe against a target board. Yeah, like throwing
axe. Target. All right, let's listen. Is that what this is? An axe against... Oh, that is not what it is. I'm sorry. We are done for today. And so no winner in Secret Sound here on WWIB.